This is a special meeting of the Programs and Services Committee. It's June 6, 2011, 7:15, 222. President at the start of the meeting is Alderman Rice from Ward 5. Alderman Tessmanham from Ward 3, and I'm Alderman Sangiola from Ward 4. Tonight we'll discuss the appointment by His Honor the Mayor, item number 118-11, Penny Caponegro.
Mm-hmm.
63 Hyde Street, Newton Highlands, appointed to the Urban Tree Commission for a term of office to expire on May 1st, 2014. Penny, what we'd like to know is a little bit about yourself and why you'd like to join the Urban Tree Commission.
Okay. Well, ever since my retirement, I've been working a lot with the Newton Pride and Newton Beautification Committee. I adopted a space on Lake Avenue near Crystal Lake, and taken care of that for about 8 years now, I guess, and planted it and done everything like that. And I make an effort to take care also of the garden over the trolley tracks in Newton Highlands. I was a member of the Newton Highlands Garden Club, and they used to take care of it for years. And then they felt they were all getting too old and they couldn't do it anymore. So I said, I'll have to keep it going. So it barely keeps going, but hey, I do that. And I've just been, as well as my interest in plants, I'm also interested in trees and getting concerned about the problem in Newton that our trees are getting older and older, and they do have a lifespan, and they take a lot of abuse, being street trees. And the increasing amount of salt we put on the streets, and what can we do about this situation, which is going to leave Newton pretty treeless in a few years, because we don't have money to plant new trees unless we can, the tree ordinance provides a certain amount, we've been working with the Leo Levy Fund and planting a small number of trees for the past 2 years in various parts of Newton. And the program that ensures that a bunch of neighbors get together and fill out a formal application to have the trees in their section of the street, and they agree to water them and care for them for at least the first 2 years they're in the ground, because the high mortality of trees that don't get that when they're newly planted is sad. So I am just interested in keeping up with whatever the city can do to ameliorate this tree problem, which is just getting worse over the years. And the budget for trees hasn't gone up since, I think, the 70s. And the situation is much worse than it was in the 70s. And really can't take care of the trees much anymore. So that's, I'm interested in just trying to be a part of hunting for solutions.
Well, thank you. We're also joined by Alderman Steve Linsky.
Motion.
Committee members, any questions? Yes?
And thank you for coming and appreciate your willingness.
Well,
sir,
I apologize for not coming when I was supposed to come up here.
Yeah, sorry, I'm habitually late, so I guess we're even. I was going to ask, there was something in the newspaper recently, and I have constituents who live in West Newton on Waltham Street and a couple of the other main streets, but also a couple of side streets. They're having problems with their street trees dying because of these gas leaks. I don't know how familiar you are with that study that was done. I'm just wondering if you're aware of the city's efforts here and what the gas company can do or not do. that would make a difference for that, because it seems like one more, when we have the winter moth problem and then we have the gas leaks and like you say, the trees take a terrible beating.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going to happen with that. When we planted this new batch of trees with money from the Leo Levy Fund a couple of months ago, we did test the streets, which had been, where people had applied to have the trees to make. And we did find there were a couple of places where we agreed to put trees, and now we can't because there's a gas leak there. I mean, apparently they're not serious gas leaks, so, the gas company's concerned, of course, more about serious ones, I guess they call them priority one, where they really have to do something, and I don't know how they're going to really handle it, this other situation, which to us is quite serious, but...
What about the more mundane sort of things like, you know, the winter moth invasions we've had and some of the other parasites? And I don't think we've had the beetles yet, the long
No, that's a really bad one if we get that. But, well, this past season for the winter moth I don't think has been so severe, although some people are noticing certain trees are much more susceptible to it. I think, unfortunately, one of the varieties of tree that we did plant was the serviceberry, and apparently that's particularly susceptible. I mean, they look terrible for a while, but unless they are attacked for several years in a row, they do survive it, and they do come back. And there is a spray that one can use, and we've been telling people about. It's too late now for this season, but... No, we're going to keep an eye on it anyway. And Mark Welchfield's sufficient watering of the trees will help a lot. Mm. So people have been doing that.
No, just so you know, on the Urban Tree Commission, Mark has been keeping us apprised of what's going on with the gas leak and the lawsuit.
One last thing for me to dock it.
I thought you did.
I haven't talked to them yet, because I was checking to see if it was already an item that was docketed.
Okay. I don't think it is docketed.
Okay. Then one more thing for me to talk about.
We're also joined by Mitch Fishman from Ward 8 and Carlton Merrill from Ward 1. Gentlemen, any further questions? Alderman Wright.
I'd like to just acknowledge, Penny, for the record, all the work you do in New Thailand. So as you acknowledged that there was a New Thailand Garden Club, and you have become the only... and many a day with the pennies out there in the Officer English Garden, which people don't know is the garden on the MBTA Bridge on the intersection of Walnut and Lincoln Street. And many a day she's the only person out there. And luckily, with the Ruth and Barbara from the Newtown Dairy Council are here. But believe it or not, we do have some funds that we have been made available. We're going to try to come up with a solution to help you over there. Both on renovating and restoring. Now that the high playground side of the Highlands is kind of
that looks up. Really nice.
Thanks. It was a fun project. And it's like, well, now that that's done, now we're moving on to the other side. And so, there's a lot of people in the area council are excited on helping you down there because it's like only you and everything else down there. So thank you for the community.
I mean, it can be a very beautiful space because it's very well designed and the shape is interesting.
Yeah,
it just needs a little TLC
is somewhat help than just you. So thanks for everything you're doing.
Okay, well, I'm excited to hear more.
We're coming your way.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
A motion to approve.
Oh, Alderman Rice moves approval. There's no further questions. All those in favor? It's unanimous. All those opposed? Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to recommend you tonight to the full board, and I expect that you will be confirmed, and then okay. David will contact you.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.